Semua pekerja di Australia harus memiliki rekening bank. Namun beragam jenis yang ditawarkan dapat membingungkan bagi pendatang baru. Jadi, apa saja hal-hal penting untuk dipertimbangkan sebelum memilih akun perbankan? Berikut ini panduan untuk Anda. Untuk beberapa migran, bank canggih dan sistem pembayaran cashless di Australia memerlukan adaptasi. Robert, yang berasal dari Zambia, mengatakan bahwa ia menggunakan pembayaran tunai untuk pembelian rutin seperti makanan, bensin, tiket film, dan biaya sehari-hari lainnya. Ia mengatakan bahwa ia terkejut dengan bagaimana cara uang ditangani di Australia.
I didn't know you cannot be paid unless you have an account. I knew that maybe I could be paid by cash.
Keengganan untuk meninggalkan dana di tangan lembaga keuangan sering didasarkan pada kinerja yang buruk dari bank-bank di negara asal dari beberapa pengungsi yang datang ke negara ini untuk memulai hidup baru. Olivia Ngui, manajer klien dari jasa Liverpool Migrant Center Resources, mengatakan bahwa pengalaman negatif dengan inflasi yang tinggi dan kegagalan perbankan telah mempengaruhi cara beberapa migran mengelola uang mereka.
I guess what we notice is there's a tendency for many people to withdraw large amounts at any given time and therefore have a preference to working with cash.
Direktur Eksekutif Asosiasi Bankir Australia, Diane Tate, mengatakan rekening bank sehari-hari adalah alat penting untuk kehidupan yang sukses di sini. Ia mengatakan, dari belanja sampai mengorganisir akomodasi, tidak banyak yang dapat dilakukan tanpa akses cepat ke dalam akun perbankan.
Most places when you have a job will want to have you to have a bank account so that they can put your money in that bank account for you. So if you're employed or if you're receiving social security benefits from the government, you need to have a bank account. So a bank account's a really good place to keep your money.
Diane Tate mengatakan, bank-bank di Australia adalah salah satu bank yang paling canggih dan handal di dunia.
We know that overseas there's been problems with the banks and some banks have had to be bailed out by governments or some banks have gone out of business. But in Australia, banks are very safe and very secure. So a bank account is a very good place to keep your money.
Perbankan di Australia didominasi oleh kelompok bank besar yang disebut empat besar, yaitu ANZ, Westpac, Commonwealth, dan NAB. Namun, Diane Tate mengatakan ada banyak pilihan lain.
There are large banks, there are smaller banks, which are regional banks, and then there are banks that we call mutual banks, which are banks who put their profits back into their business and to their members, kind of like a credit union or a building society. So there's lots of choice of the type of bank institution. You don't just have to go to the big banks.
Proses membuka rekening bank sangat sederhana. Namun, Anda memerlukan identifikasi yang valid.
When you go to a bank, the bank will want to make sure that the account is being opened is in your name. If you need help opening a bank account, you can bring a family member along, but the bank needs to make sure that you're the one opening the account so that things don't happen like fraud and other security issues globally.
Akun tabungan dapat dibuka secara online atau dengan smartphone, tetapi teller perbankan dapat membantu jika Anda datang ke bank secara langsung. Selain itu, semua formulir dapat ditandatangani di tempat, membuat proses pembukaan rekening pengalaman yang mudah dan cepat. Bank perlu untuk menginformasikan Anda tentang fees and condition atau biaya dan kondisi, termasuk transaksi dan biaya rekening bulanan, kebutuhan untuk saldo minimum, dan setiap biaya penalti. Untuk beberapa pelanggan yang memenuhi syarat, seperti pensiunan, bank menawarkan rekening dasar tanpa biaya. Diane Tate mengatakan, bertanyalah jika Anda ragu.
Banks also do offer free bank accounts for some customers. So you could go to your bank and say, do you have a basic bank account? And if you're an eligible customer like a pensioner or someone receiving social security benefits, you're eligible for a free bank account. So you don't get charged fees. So you should speak to your bank about which account's best for you.
Diane Tate mengatakan, bank juga memiliki rekening dengan himbalan penghematan atau saving rewards.
If you've got some savings that you have and you want to put them away, but you want to be able to access them easily, there's savings accounts which pay a little bit more interest. But if you've got a lot of money and you don't need to access it straight away, there's an account called a term deposit, and they're really good for people who have long-term saving strategies.
Ada beberapa langkah sederhana yang mana pendatang baru dapat lakukan untuk menyimpan uang dan menjaga informasi pribadi mereka tetap aman. Olivia Ngui dari Liverpool Migrant Resources Center mengatakan, mereka menyarankan pendatang baru untuk tidak berbagi 4 digit personal identification number atau PIN yang diperlukan untuk mengakses akun mereka. Ia juga mengatakan akan sangat bijaksana untuk tidak membiarkan orang lain tahu nomor rekening bank atau kode akses yang relevan untuk internet banking.
I guess we've noticed an increase with people coming through with intellectual disabilities as well, and so those safety concerns might not be at the fore. And so I guess people in caring roles should really ensure that that person is dealing with their own financial matters and their banking details in a way that protects their own money and their own safety.
Olivia Ngui mengatakan bahwa beberapa pendatang baru tidak mengerti bahaya kartu kredit dan pembayaran bulanan yang diperlukan. Ia mendesak bank untuk memudahkan bagi para migran untuk memahami bagaimana sistem pembayaran kartu kredit bekerja.
I think the terms and conditions are sometimes unclear. Some people might have a credit card and not understand the impact on credit history, for example, if payments aren't made on time. Also, being clear around things like loans and supporting people to not fall into debt is probably something that's quite important for them to engage in and be more proactive in.
Robert dari Zambia senang dengan pengaturan perbankannya. Ia telah menemukan pekerjaan dan gajinya secara teratur disetorkan ke rekening yang ia periksa secara online. Ia mengatakan banknya juga membantunya mengirim uang kembali ke keluarga besarnya di negara asalnya.
Yeah, I would say the banking system in Australia is good. It's working well. It's fair, it's not bad.
Securities and Investment Commission Australia atau ASIC menawarkan tips tentang cara mengelola rekening bank Anda. Kunjungilah situs www.moneysmart.gov.au/managing-your-money/banking.